I just wanted to say thank you for having us. It's always a joy to be here. And I want to let you know that Northlands Church in Atlanta, Georgia has been praying for you this weekend. Yeah, they're excited that we can spend this time with you. And I was praying for you as a church, and I submit this word to Rory and Mel and the eldership. But it's two separate words. I felt like the Lord said that He's called you as a church to be a basin of hope and release. And He reminded me of the story of the woman caught in adultery. And when Jesus saw her, when she came out, obviously there was a lot of shame. And He didn't look at her. He looked down and wrote in the sand. And I've always wondered if it was because He didn't want to embarrass her. He wasn't trying to make her feel worse than she was. And then it says, when Jesus raised Himself up, He said to her, "Woman, where are your accusers? Has no man condemned you?" She answered, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said, "I do not condemn you either. Go on your way, and from now on, sin no more." Amen. And I was reminded of that story when I was praying for you, and I just felt like the Lord said that this is a place of healing, a place of release, a place of restoration. Beautiful. And I was so deeply touched by the testimony that we heard tonight. Because what a beautiful picture of that.
Praise God.
And I just felt like tonight that some people had come in here carrying shame. And I just felt like the Lord wanted to encourage you and say, you've come here because this is a basin of hope. And the Lord is taking that shame off of you. And He's removing it. And it fascinates. Jesus didn't say, go and sin no more. And there's no condemnation. He said, there's no condemnation. Go sin no more. She could not be empowered to sin no more without condemnation being removed from her first. So He takes it off. And I just felt like one of the things the Lord's doing tonight is you might have come in with shame and condemnation, but the Lord is taking that off because He loves you. And now He's releasing you to go and sin no more.
Praise God.
So that's just a word of encouragement for tonight. And then I felt like the Lord said that He's called you as a church. And I do know you're going to Doha, so that's not revelation, but I felt like the Lord said that He's opening up dark places and places where the gospel has fallen on hard ground. I felt like the Lord says, as you go into these places, the ministry that comes from 3CI is going to soften spiritual soil so that good seed can take root and grow. And I feel like this is pertaining particularly to areas in the Middle East. And I felt like the Lord said that there is ground that is yours that you're going to take and plant there. But I also felt like there's ground that you're going to go in and prepare, and others will plant in the Middle East in different places there. And the places of shame are going to become known as places of glory.
Wow. Yeah.
Because of what you are called to do.
Beautiful.
I felt like the Lord said that there's going to be an anointing on you when you go into these places to release the peace of God. In places that have been known for violence, God's going to give you a mantle of peace. It's almost like as you cross over into the border of these places, He's going to put a mantle of peace on you, and you're going to go in there. And I felt like the Lord says, when you go, release peace, because that's what you carry, and then see what I will do. And I'm not going to read all of it now for time's sake, but I felt like there's quite a lot in Isaiah 60 that is for you. But in verse 6, it says, "All the men from Sheba who once came to trade shall come, bringing gold and frankincense, and proclaim the praises of the Lord." In verse 7, it says, "They shall come up with acceptance on my altar, and my glorious house I will glorify." And he's talking about Kedar and Lebanon. It says, "The glory of Lebanon shall come to you." And I just feel like there's places that have been violent, places that have been filled with shame, places where people have had to cover themselves. You're going to go in with a mantle of peace, and you're going to turn places of shame into places of glory. You're going to prepare soil in different places in the Middle East. And some is ground that God's giving you. Some is ground that God's calling you to prepare so that others can go in and plant.
Very cool. Amen. Thanks, man. Good. Well, praise God. I shared this morning, I felt like there's a prophetic word that the Lord that tends to do this with us in our ministry, is that He gives us a word for the church, and typically we see miracles that are physical healings. miracles that align with the word. And we've seen this again and again. And I told a couple of stories this morning, but let me share some others just because I want to give you a sense of what I feel like the Lord wants to do. We were in a church, and the Lord spoke a word about alignment. The Lord wanted to realign the church behind the leadership. And part of the Lord said to demonstrate this to the church, because this is the word of the Lord to the church, to demonstrate this, I'm going to heal people's backs, hips, knees, and ankles to come into alignment. And so we called for that, and about 25 people got instantly miraculously healed in the meeting, because we found that sometimes the Lord wants to demonstrate something of a spiritual truth in a physical reality. That tends to be God's way. And so we spoke this morning. How many of you were here this morning, by the way? Let me just see a show of hands. Okay. So we spoke a little bit this morning about Paul said to the church, for this in Corinth, some of you are sick and weak, and some of you are dying prematurely because you are not correctly discerning the body of Christ. You're bickering, you're fighting, you're not caring for one another, you're not considering one another, and that's why some of you are sick. That physical manifestation of bodies fighting one another is being manifested in your physical bodies, because that's the demonstration of what's going on in your church. And so we were at another church recently, and the Lord spoke about he wants to increase their vision. And he said, I'm going to heal people's eyes. And so one lady, she'd just been to the ophthalmologist that week, and she had cysts on her eyes. And while we prayed, the Lord instantly healed her. She went back to the ophthalmologist, and they couldn't, he said, you know, he was like checking, are you the right patient? The Lord healed her. So this morning, so this is the word of the Lord, I feel, of the Lord to the church. The Lord wants to do something with 3CI that is profound, and he wants to take you out of the box in your thinking, and he wants to massively expand your thinking. I felt like he said, don't think outside the box, think there is no box. Right? Because if you're still thinking outside the box, you still think there's a box. There is no box. And I felt like the Lord said he wants to massively expand the creativity and the different thinking. He wants to take you out of limitations, any sort of limitations. God is wanting to pour out creativity and a brand new way of thinking for the church, massively ramping up. And so I feel like the Spirit of God is at war with limitations. A poverty mindset is a mindset that embraces meager possibilities. And so I feel like the Holy Spirit's at war with the embrace of meager possibility, because you serve the God of the impossible, for whom everything is possible. So when you're in connection with him and you embrace meager possibilities, it's a stumbling block. He's irritated by that. Does it make sense? So the Holy Spirit, I believe, has come tonight to break down the embrace of meager possibility. Any place in your life that does not glisten with hope is up for the change of the Spirit of God. So if there's an area in your life that doesn't glisten with hope, that's what the Holy Spirit's talking about. And so in order to do that, the demonstration, I feel like the Holy Spirit said he wants to heal people's minds. And I saw, I said this morning, Jesus healed a guy on the Sabbath, and they got knotted with him. And he said, no, I didn't heal him. I was obeying the Sabbath. He said, but my Father who lives in me, he wanted to heal him, so he healed him. But I was obeying the Sabbath. So that wasn't my work. I didn't do that. That's the Father who lives in me. And he wanted to heal the guy, so he healed the guy. Don't blame me. I only do what I see my Father doing, and I only say what my Father says. It's not my fault. I was obeying the Sabbath, but that guy got healed. And I've learned in the when we minister in churches that it's not about how fancy we look or how deep we can appear. It's about us tracking with what the Father's doing. Does it make sense? So I feel like there's an agenda in the Spirit. God has come tonight to bring healing to people's minds. So if you have a tumor, if you have some disease of the brain, dyslexia, any autoimmune disease, anything like that, learning disabilities, seizures, anything like that, I feel like the Lord wants to supernaturally break that off people's minds. Is there anyone here this morning after we prayed, you felt the Lord do something? Can you just raise your hands? I know there was a thank you, thank you, thank you. Anyone else? Thank you. This morning the Lord began to do something, and I felt like the Holy Spirit said, do it again. So if you have any of those things in your mind, because I saw a very clear picture of somebody measuring somebody's head, and it seemed like it was for radiation, where they mark your head, and I felt like the Lord wants to heal that one specifically. But if you have any of those diseases or anything that clouds your mind, I'm going to ask you to stand. We're going to trust God to bring it, because I feel like the Lord wants to demonstrate the clarity of this word in physical healing. Won't you stand now, please? Anyone all over the place? Will you? Thank you. Now, what I'm going to ask the people sitting around them, gently put your hand on them. And I feel like we're going to pray together. All right? Just gently put your hand on the people standing. We're trusting God for miracles. Father, we're not in a hurry. Watch this. Watch this. Father, we're not in a hurry. Father, in Jesus' name, we release healing and miraculous breakthrough and freedom for these people. Father, we break off their hearts and their minds. I break off any disease, any infirmity, any, Lord, hindrance, and I release healing. I break it off their minds in Jesus' name. Won't you say this with me, church? Say, in Jesus' name, leave these people. All right, now let's say it like we believe it. All right? Ready? In Jesus' name, leave these people. Father, we bless them in Jesus' name, and we release your healing to them. Let it be to your glory, Jesus. All to you, Lord. All to you. Lord, we can't do any of this, but Father, you can do it all. It's so easy for you. So, Father, we just bless you and thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you're about doing what you want to do. Father, we release your healing in Jesus' name. Yeah. 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 Father, I break the embrace of meager possibility. Be quiet and be gone, you lying spirit. There is no limit on the church. I break you off that meager poverty spirit you want to hold people in bondage. I break it off the people of God in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Won't you take your seats? Praise God.